It's time for Rose Chat on Blog Talk Radio. We're the only show on the airwaves dedicated to growing roses. We're glad you've joined us today. Our phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you during today's show. The number to call is 347-677-1870. Or send us a tweet using the Rose Chat hashtag on Twitter. Join us as we explore the world of roses.
It's time to order roses for spring delivery, and S&W Greenhouse has just what you need. From knockouts to hybrid teas, S&W has the best. From weeks, star roses and plants, and new this year, a beautiful collection of David Austin English roses that are sure to make your garden the envy of the neighborhood. Check them out online at sw-greenhouse.com.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of Rose Chat. We're glad you joined us this evening. Teresa Byington, my co-host, joins me now in the virtual studio. Good evening, Teresa.
Hey, Chris. How are things in Helena? Are you gearing up for a beautiful fall flush?
Well, we are. We just finished our what I call the late summer cutback of roses. We go through and deadhead and cut back about a third of the growth on our roses from the summer, and that allows here in Zone 8A in the Deep South, that allows us to have a beautiful flush of blooms in October, and we're excited about that. That's our final sort of flush for the year, and you know, Teresa, sometimes we even have roses for Thanksgiving.
That sounds nice. That makes me jealous again. I'm getting that envy thing going.
I'm jealous now. I'm telling you, I've been jealous because I know that you've been to the Biltmore.
Oh, well, that's very, very true. We were at the Biltmore last weekend, and honestly, the garden is just lovely. And Lucas Jack, the Biltmore Rosarian and a great friend of Rose Chat, he took us on a tour, and we learned about how their season's going and what he's planning for 2014. So we're going to have him back on Rose Chat to tell us all about it. And oh my goodness, I was in heaven. There were so many garden standouts. High on the list was, and I know you'll believe this, Mike Athey's rose. It was in beautiful bloom. You know, Mike's rose was the white climber Athey Fala that was the big winner at the Biltmore trial. And it was...
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Really nice last weekend. So that was a big thrill. And another standout was a Cordis rose named Pompanella of the Fairy Tale Collection. Have you seen that rose?
No, I haven't. What's it like?
Oh, my goodness. It's big and bushy and cupped, beautiful cupped pink blooms, kind of old-fashioned looking, and it was just a blooming machine. I had seen that rose before when I visited the Peggy Rockefeller Rose Garden in New York, and my daughter and I were there last year, and we both fell in love with that rose. So as soon as I saw it, I knew what it was. It was truly stunning. You'll have to look for it. It's on my list for sure.
Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna be thinning the herd a little bit this fall and winter with some roses that haven't done very well. And I always have that running list of roses I just gotta have.
Me too. This one's probably one, especially where you're located, you'd have to give it some room, which is kind of nice. It's big and lots of blooms, so I think you'll want to definitely give that one a look.
Yeah.
Well, this evening we're going to be talking about a little more sober subject. I'm sure all of our listeners remember where they were when they first heard the horror of September 11th, 2001. You know, tonight we've been watching some of the tributes, and you just can't watch without being completely taken back to those horrible events. It just continues to break your heart. You know,
yeah.
It's something
yeah.
that... Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's been 12 years, and you know, as I watch some of the events today, you know, it's still so fresh on the hearts and minds of Americans, and it's something that we'll never forget.
You know, it's just something we never expected to see. And, you know, you just don't heal completely from those kind of things. And for so many, roses can bring a sense of hope and healing after a loss. They allow us to remember loved ones. And with each bloom, it reminds us of the brevity of life. Well, tonight we'll be talking about roses that have been created by various hybridizers and were named to commemorate those who lost their lives in the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and also for those who continue to remember and cherish the memory of their loved ones. And first on the list is a beautiful red rose from the Remember Me Rose Garden collection. It's called Firefighter. And this beautiful hybrid tea is to honor the 343 firefighters who lost their lives on September 11.
Oh,
can't imagine.
Yeah. This is a beautiful, beautiful rose. It's very fragrant, too, which is always very of interest to me and very interesting to others that they have these deep red fragrant roses. At first glance, it looks a lot like Mr. Lincoln, but it is very distinctive. It's a beautiful, beautiful rose.
Mm-hmm. I think it was actually a gold medal winner from the Gold Medal Rose Garden that was located in Portland, Oregon, and it is stunning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Our next rose is Soaring Spirits. It's a cream, pink, and yellow-striped climbing rose, and it's to honor the more than 2,000 people who lost their lives on September 11th as they worked at the World Trade Centers, doing something so normal, something they did every day, and things turned so differently.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm growing this rose. We planted a shrub of Soaring Spirits last fall, and thus far it has lived up to its name. When this rose blooms, it just makes you smile. It really does lift your spirits to see, you know, those pink and white blooms. And, you know, I think what's most interesting, Teresa, about this rose is that it has a brilliant yellow stamen right in the center of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for a single rose to be, you know, pink and white striped with that bright yellow stamen, it's really a standout in the garden. And, you know, I think it's very aptly named and is a fitting tribute to those who gave their lives that day.
I've not seen it in person, but just the pictures, it just looks happy. It just looks like a happy rose that's going to bring a lot of pleasure to people. The next rose we're going to talk about is We Salute You. And this rose is an orange-pink hybrid tea and honors the 125 service members, employees, and contract workers who died at the Pentagon that day. And before, you would have thought that this was one of the safest places for them to be.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, I love this rose. It is a, you know, the orange and pink coloration is a little bit rare. You know, we don't see a lot of roses that are that color. And it is a very beautiful hybrid tea. I've seen it growing in some public gardens, and it is a very beautiful rose.
Very much a standout. Well, both Chris and I love yellow roses, and the next rose in the collection is a yellow one called 40 Heroes. And this beautiful golden yellow rose is named for the crew and the passengers of Flight 93 who fought back, forcing the hijackers to crash the plane in rural Pennsylvania instead of their intended target, which was Washington, D.C. When I got up this morning, one of the first things I saw was on my phone, my husband had posted the words, "Let's Roll," on his Facebook page to honor those from Flight 93. And, you know, I've been thinking about that all day, and I'm so glad that they have such a beautiful rose and one of my favorite colors. I think it's a very fitting tribute.
Oh, I do too. You know, 40 Heroes is a rose that really commemorates a change in history. You know, had those courageous people not fought back, you know, we would have a very different outcome today, I think. And, you know, this rose was hybridized, Teresa, by a friend of ours, Ping Liam, who is a hybridizer here in the United States. And you see a lot of his roses from Bailey Nurseries. And he's done a lot of work with developing these, what I call roses of remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
40 Heroes, yeah.
Oh, my. Yep. That is a special rose indeed. The finest rose is a beautiful white rose, and it honors the 23 NYPD officers that were on duty that morning. all 23 of the officers gave the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, truly, they were New York's and America's finest. I am so glad that they're honored with this stunning white rose. You know, white roses just are stands out. Wherever you see one, your eyes are just drawn to it.
You know, that's so true. And you know, white roses are among my most favorite rose color. You know, and I think I love them so much for what they symbolize. You know, that it's a symbol of purity and of honor and reverence. And, you know, when you see them in a bunch and arrangements, you know, I think that's just the ultimate expression of reverence and remembrance when you give white roses. Or when you have them in your garden, it's a great way to express how much you care.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. And you know, the 64 people who were the crew and the passengers on American Flight 77 when it crashed into the Pentagon, they're honored by Patriot Dream, a beautiful coral shrub rose. I look back at that day and I can't imagine feeling any more scared than I did when I saw that the Pentagon was struck. You know, and by this time, all of us were glued to our TVs, whether we were at work, at school, or wherever. And that was just, I don't know, that just was, that just took it to another experience. And I'm just so glad that Patriot's Dream honors those people that gave their
lives. I couldn't agree more, Teresa. And, you know, when this rose was first introduced in 2010, you know, there were students and teachers aboard Flight 77, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, shrubs of Patriot's Dream have now been planted at the schools in Washington as a symbol of remembrance. I just think that's an incredible tribute to their sacrifice.
Oh, it is, and you know, people are drawn to roses. You know, they run to see they have fragrance, or you know, to see people, you know, are drawn to that, and then to know that those people are being honored with something so beautiful. It just makes me feel good about things. There's a stunning pink survivor's rose, and it was so named by a group of survivors who worked in the World Trade Center. They felt there could be no other name for their rose, and I can't imagine what it's been like for them with all that they saw and with all that they had to learn to live without. So I am so glad that this beautiful pink rose honors them.
I couldn't agree more, Teresa. You hit the nail right on the head. This is another rose that was created by Mr. Ping Lim, and a survivor is definitely a rose that is a standout for and a tribute to those who are here today to tell the story.
And such a story it is. The last rose in this beautiful collection is a lovely yellow rose called Wings of Courage. And this rose was named in honor of the crew and passengers of American Flight 11, which struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. You know, we'll never get the pictures of those towers out of my mind. And when I've been in New York as a visitor many times, you know, that site is just, it's just unbelievable to be there and to know what happened there. And now we have the memorial. And I was reading that there's another way that these heroes are being remembered with roses at the actual memorial site in New York. Each day before the 9/11 memorial opens to the general public, the staff is placing a white rose by the name of each victim who has a birthday that day. And I saw this, and it just looks stunning. And believe it or not, there's at least one birthday for every day of the year, and there's actually six birthdays on September 11th. They're also honoring the victims of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing in the same way. So when you look over this beautiful wall of names, you'll just see these white rosebuds, and it's just so special. Don't you just love that?
Oh, I do. It's just an incredible way to, you know, continue to memorialize and pay tribute to, you know, these people who had absolutely no idea what was coming to them that day, and you know, to pay a tribute to them on their birthday with a beautiful white rose. it's just an incredible time.
I can't imagine what that must mean to the families, the surviving families, to know that they're never going to forget. And we know the loved ones in our families that we've lost, we don't forget. And to know that in a large way that others in our country are sharing in this and remembering, I think that is must, in some small way, help to ease the pain of what you've had to bear.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's time for us to take a break, but we'll continue our conversation when we return, so stay with us. There's more Rose Chat Radio coming your way.
Hi, this is Jackie DeLia with Southern Post Journal, and today I want to talk to you about manure compost tea. This is Authentic Haven brand from California. One of the things that I really like about this is how easy it is to apply. It's a simple cotton bag filled with composted manure. You drop it in your bucket, typically a 1 to 5 gallon bucket of water. Drop in your tea bag. You'll notice some of the brown liquids coming out, and that's the manure starting to mix with the water. Once that's finished, 1 to 3 days, you'll have some fantastic manure tea ready for putting on your plants. So I've got my manure tea brewing for about 3 days, and I'm going to take a peek in there and see what it looks like. It's got a great color, it's got a great smell, and it's ready to be applied to my garden. So whether you choose to put it in your watering can and a sprayer, or just take a bucket and drench it into your vegetable garden, it's very easy to use. I use it in my garden, and I highly recommend it. So give it a try.
Well, we're back, and with the discussion about roses of remembrance on Rose Chat Radio. And Chris, I wanted to ask you about the use of flowers as a symbol of remembrance.
Yeah. Well, Teresa, you know, I think that from really the beginnings of time that we've seen evidence of flowers being used as a way to remember. And we've got a caller on the line. Let's go on to the phones, Teresa, and say hello to Elena. Elena, how are you this evening? Welcome to Rose Chat.
Thank you. I just wanted to let you know how much I'm enjoying the way you put together this remembrance version of Rose Chat Radio. It's very nice. And I wanted to share a brief, slightly humorous story about the Rose firefighter. When I still lived in Minnesota, I had 4 firefighter roses, and I planted them in the corners of our main rose garden, because my husband was a volunteer firefighter. And we had this tradition every June when firefighter would bloom, he would come out very dutifully and smell the roses. And he would always say, "I don't know any firefighters that smell like that." And we did this year after year, and I just wanted to add a little chuckle on this Remembrance Day. I really like what you're doing today.
Oh, Elena,
well,
that is
so
just
much.
A perfect story. Thanks for sharing. She's a great garden friend of ours, and you can follow Elena's garden experience on her blog, The Evergreen Rosarian. So check her out at elenawill.wordpress.com. You'll enjoy her adventures for sure.
Thank you.
It's good to talk with you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Teresa, we were talking about... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, we were just discussing about the history of flowers and their use as a, you know, symbol of remembrance. And, you know, I think that, you know, just from my limited knowledge of history, you know, as far back as, you know, the Egyptian period, where, you know, they have uncovered ruins where there are drawings and sketches of where they used flowers and in particular roses to commemorate events and you know, flowers as a symbol of remembrance. You know, the role of flowers today you know, roses are sent to, you know, to funerals for a number of reasons. And, you know, it's a means of expression. You know, it's a way to memorialize what has been lost. You know, I think that's so important in the grieving process for us to be able to somehow memorialize, you know, what has happened. And you know, I think that's important for people.
Oh, it sure is. And Chris, if you remember back when we had the Big Blend Radio Girls and they were out in Tombstone and at the site of the world's largest rose, the Lady Banksia, and that rose came to our country in memory of Scotland where she had once lived. And she wanted something that was attached to her homeland. And so that was a good memory for her. And so she lovingly planted the gift that her parents sent from, I believe it was Scotland, and nurtured the rose. And, you know, and today we see what has become the world's largest rose and out of those wonderful memories.
Oh, most definitely. You know, flowers also, you know, are a way to commemorate events in our lives. You know, especially roses, you know, they create sort of this background of warmth and beauty. And, and you know, how many weddings have you been to where there were not roses present?
Not too many.
You know, my sister-in-law got married in December, and their church would not allow, you know, they didn't want live flowers in the sanctuary during Advent. And So my mother-in-law, crafty as she is, filled their fellowship hall with roses.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it was just important to her to have those there. And I think people feel very strongly about their favorite flower.
And, they sure do.
You know, the colors of roses to be used as a way to commemorate and to remember, you know, very, very important too. You know, people will select various colors for various different meanings. And, you know, we talked a little bit a few minutes ago about white roses and, you know, how that's a symbol of purity and reverence and honor. And, you know, there are other, you know, the yellow rose is a symbol of joy and friendship. And, you know, roses are a great way to commemorate an event, whether it be a solemn occasion such as this one or, you know, some more happy events in your life on the birth of children or just to cheer someone up. I'll tell you, a fresh cut bouquet of flowers from your own garden goes a long way in the PR department with your friends and family.
You know, it sure does. And Chris, you mentioned the yellow rose. And one of the reasons that I love the yellow roses so much is that my mentor from Tennessee, when I moved away and came to the Midwest, I always remembered her every year with a bouquet of yellow roses on her birthday. And it was in the winter. Her birthday was in the winter. And to a small town in Tennessee, sometimes we had to get really crafty to find a whole bouquet of yellow roses. But I found florists who would work with me, and they knew that order was coming. And so we always managed to get her, for more than 30 years, on her birthday every year, her yellow roses. And she's not with us now, but I surely miss getting to send her the yellow roses. And I don't walk through my garden and look at my Julia Child or the other yellow roses in my garden without thinking of her and what she meant to me and the great mentor that she was to me.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you, it makes a big difference in the life of people to receive, you know, special roses on special days. You know, roses are such a way to express your feelings and emotions when, you know, a lot of times words fail us. And you know, the gift of a rose can say so much.
That is so true. When I was a teenager, I was given by a friend a gift of a hand-picked bouquet of roses from her mother's garden. We were 16. I'd had a little surgery. She comes in, totally surprises me with this big bouquet of homegrown, fragrant, hand-picked roses. It shook my world. I never forgot it. I always said, someday I'll have a garden, and someday I'll be passing out hand-picked bouquets from my garden. And that's one of my greatest pleasures. But one of the things that just gets to me about this whole story is through the years, she and I lost touch. But about 4 or 5 years ago, we saw each other again. And she has a rose garden of her own. And, of course, you know, my situation here with all the roses. And I told her why I, you know, loved roses so and loved sharing roses. And I told her the story. I said, remember when you picked that bouquet for me and brought it to my house? And she said, no, I don't. But that's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
She changed my life. And we never know what the gift that we give is going to mean to someone else. It may be a very quick thing that we do, but I would encourage our listeners to get out in those gardens and pick flowers and give them to people, because who knows, it just might totally change someone's life. It'll at least change their day.
Oh, that is so true. You know, and as we, you know, sort of come to the close of this discussion, you know, roses have such a spiritual significance too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not only symbolic of love and sympathy, but also of eternity and immortality. And, you know, it just reminds us that, in just the life of flowers themselves, that life is so fleeting. And you know, it also attests to, you know, just as a flower is cut from the bush, so our lives are cut, you know, short sometimes. And, you know, it is a reminder, definitely, of the brevity of life and how quickly that can be taken from us.
That is so true. Getting back to our collection that we talked about earlier in the broadcast, if you'd like to see the collection of these 9/11 roses, go to the website remember-me-rose.org. It's a beautiful collection, and you can read all about it on that website. Well, we want to thank our listeners for joining us today for this special broadcast of Rose Chat. And you know, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your comments and your feedback on today's show. Send us an email at grow@rosechat.info. And you know, you can find us on Twitter by following the Rose Chat hashtag. You can like Rose Chat Radio on Facebook. And be sure to check out our website at rosechatradio.com. Both Chris and I are active members of the American Rose Society, and we believe that becoming a member is a decision you won't regret either. Check out their new website at ars.org. Well, it's been lovely to be with you, and until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.